If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School. Let's go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline, and let's bring in Big Slim. Big Slim, what's up?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Oh, it's a good day. How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. Hey, so we were talking about the college football playoff.
Uh-huh.
And Michigan and Georgia.
Okay.
Nick, I can't say I agree with you on the Michigan thing.
Yep.
Like, it's the last taste that Georgia has in their mouth is that baby powder that Nick Saban slapped him with on national television.
Yep.
I guess they're going to come in there like grown men with a chip, walking in with swagger, and they're going to shellack somebody.
Yeah.
And the only person between them and another potential chance to play Nick Saban again is going to be Michigan, and I don't think that's going to be enough.
Big Slim, good stuff. I do not disagree with you at all. As a matter of fact, it was funny because I was watching last night. I was watching a special on Georgia's defense, and I just went, "Oh, good grief!" Mm-hmm. Like, they don't look like college players.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you before we got back, 30 seconds before we got back on air, that I could very well see it going heavy Georgia, and I admitted also we both agreed that Georgia has a better shot against Alabama in the final.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
So they just match up better. So I could see it being heavy, Georgia running them out of the building or toughening them out of the building. But I've counted Michigan out every single game this season. Counted them out against Ohio State. Counted them out in the third quarter against Nebraska, which Nebraska kind of lost that game. But
I'll ask the text line, is there anybody out there who believes, legitimately believes, that Cincinnati beats Alabama? Right, so somebody did the math, the connective math, to watching Houston beat up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I it's going to take a miracle, in my opinion, especially after how Alabama played against Georgia.
What if they're that good, though? What if we just
then prove me wrong?
Like, what if we really miss? Like, we would all like. Aren't we all going to be embarrassed if Cincinnati wins?
And I wonder how much it changes if Cincinnati would have beaten Notre Dame in the beginning of the season, or towards
they
the
did.
Beginning.
Didn't they? They did.
They did. For some
reason.
That's
how they got there.
That's how Notre Dame, yes.
That's
Thank
how
you.
They got there.
Thank you. Well, then I guess it doesn't change.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, maybe it's just this idea that Alabama's some juggernaut.
Because Houston ran Auburn
through.
Like, and Auburn took Georgia to overtime, Alabama to overtime. And Houston lost to Cincinnati by, like, several scores. And everybody's going, well, by that math.
Yeah.
This is the thing. To me, it seems too universal and
too
across
easy?
The board for it to be that easy.
Part of me also, I just think that Alabama's been there before.
They've been there. And the fact of where the game is. Like, if the game was, anywhere else, I might give them a chance, but no.
I think it's similar to the Tom Brady effect. They've been there. They understand what it takes. Don't bet against Nick Saban and Alabama.
And I don't think anybody's beating. So then I guess the question would be Alabama or the field.
Yeah.
Who do you take? You taking Alabama or are you taking the field?
I feel confident in Alabama, no matter who they go up against. They got a young quarterback. Georgia's offense just doesn't excite me. But with that being said, their offense hasn't had to do a whole lot when their defense is only allowing 6 points per game.
Especially on neutral sites, but both of the SEC teams are playing closer to home than everybody else. So I think that's going to matter. Yeah, it's you just got to fly to a big city, but I think Alabama travels better. Georgia is going to travel to Miami better than
Michigan,
Cincinnati, Michigan.
Yes, yeah.
So that's just me, but yeah. So we'll go through a couple of the others because it's actually a pretty interesting week. So tomorrow, Wake Forest.
Oh yeah.
Plays Rutgers. Now I don't think anybody's picking Rutgers.
No.
But how many points would you require?
As in spread?
Yeah.
Oh, I would go.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
On your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
8 or 9. Wake Forest, 8 or 9. Because bowl season's just kind of freaky, yeah. But I think Wake Forest's offense, I guess what they did against
they line people up.
I mean,
there.
Like Rutgers, that's the thing, is like Rutgers in this bowl game just because of somebody bowing out due to COVID. And it's not like they earned to play in the Gator Bowl.
Right.
And so I think that it's quite a big mismatch. And uneven. I think Wake Forest wins pretty handily.
Wisconsin in the Vegas Bowl,
yeah,
against the Fighting Herm Edwards of Arizona State.
Oh, Wisconsin, maybe. I don't know a whole lot about Arizona State.
You're playing in Nevada.
Playing Nevada, so you got the.
There is a small advantage there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Wisconsin's rushing attack, maybe. That's kind of a vague answer. Yeah. I don't know how many points I would say Wisconsin by a field goal.
Okay.
I don't know, freaky.
I think it'll be
season.
A better than average game. Another one on this one that I thought kind of interesting. Number 12 Pitt at number 10 Michigan State.
Yeah, that one is really interesting cuz both sides losing their superstars. Peyton Thorne's going to have to do something other than just turn around and hand the ball off to Kenneth Walker and little short action or play action boots. And Pittsburgh's going to have to figure it out without Kenny Pickett. And so with that being said, I think and Pittsburgh is missing the Biletnikoff Award winner as well, their wide receiver. So I would go Michigan State in this case because they have their quarterback.
Saturday morning, Penn State versus number 21 Arkansas.
I haven't been big on Arkansas all year. Sam Pittman kind of just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I would take Penn State. I'll take Penn State. Experienced quarterback Sean Clifford, and the rest of the Nittany Lions. I'll take Penn State in that one.
I am personally intrigued that through all the games that have been in play, some of the matchups seem to be all over the place. The most all-over-the-place bowl happens Tuesday, but I'm going to ask you about it anyway because it's fantastic. LSU at Kansas versus Kansas State. Like, I'm trying to understand, how do they end up in the same place?
What's weird is Miles Brennan playing for them?
Well, he's going to stay.
He's staying at LSU.
So I would imagine that he's playing.
That's interesting.
Or at least available.
Yeah. Well, see, Max Johnson was also in the portal and is not there anymore. So they'd be on their third string if they don't let Miles Brennan play.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, it's this bowl game is all over the place.
I like Kansas State. I like their running game with Deuce Vaughn, and they're known for a strong offensive line. So I like their running game. LSU, obviously, without their coach. And what's going to happen at quarterback? I guess maybe if I knew if Miles Brennan was playing, it might be give me a little more comfort in picking LSU.
It's
going
to be
whack.
It's going to be a fun couple of days. It's going to be a fun couple of days. So we'll throw it to break early and then come back. I want to get to the rest of the text line. Mm-hmm. You guys have been there. Thank you for putting those out there. If you got other texts, go ahead and get them in, and we'll close out Old School when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
In every office, there's two types of people. There are those who bring in bagels and those who eat the bagels that someone else brought in. Everybody likes the first person. Be that first person. Weekday mornings at 7:30, you have a chance to win a business box of bagels from Bagels and Joe. All you have to do is shut up Sipple. Two questions for you, two for Sip. Win, and the bagels are yours. Lose, well, you don't want to lose.
You lost Monday, you lost Wednesday, you're a loser.
Shut up Sipple. Weekday mornings at 7:30, brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Early break with Sip and Jake.
I mean, so many things you turn on now, you say it ain't so. Miami's not playing in the Sun Bowl.
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so. Whoa, whoa. Sorry about that, Lincoln.
Might find everybody. Pro Bowl here today, so you never know.
Early break with Sip and Jake from 6 to 8 every weekday morning on 93.7 The Ticket.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.